Aircheckdownloads.com on 103 FM and DAB Digital Radio. This is Q103 Cambridge.
Another gorgeous day on the way today. It's also going to be dry and sunny for over the weekend with highs of 22 degrees. It's 8:01. I'm Rhiannon Mills. There's more at 8:30.
Big Russ and Hill and Q103. Big Russ and Hill and Q103.
Doctor Who freak boy and obsessed with cats.
On Q103. We've just made a smoothie out of eggs, bacon, milk and bread, and boy does that stink.
Well, it's your fault. You're the one who's been talking about your smoothie maker all week as if it was like the new elixir of life, and that, you know, you can make anything into a smoothie, said Big Russ earlier on in the week. Well, we'll send Little Rich out in our Black Thunder within the next half an hour to see if there's anyone who's brave enough to sample our breakfast smoothie. If you do, you will get yourself a delicious proper smoothie from Innocent Drinks, which are the proper smoothies, Russ. None of this eggs and bacon stuff in their smoothies.
Well, you never know. Well, I might have hit upon something here.
I doubt it.
Somebody might like it. We'll find out next at Q103 Cambridge.
This is the last time.
Q103 Cambridge, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today now online at q103.co.uk. It's the Morning Q, Big Russ and Helen, 11 minutes past 8. Little Richard is about to take our smoothie out.
Brave. You like the smell though, don't you, Rich?
It's great.
Yeah. You'll be trying it first before you allow anyone else to try it, won't you?
What?
Well, you know, health and safety. If you're not prepared to try it, then, you know, how can you expect anyone else to? Well, Russ and I have had some.
Where's your dedication, Richard? Come on.
We had some during that last song, didn't we, Russ?
Yeah.
You and me? Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice aroma.
Give it a bit of big slurp. That's what you want. Yeah. It's the egg that makes it for me.
It's got a bit of a kick, though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. You know when you... Well, this may just be me. When you find something really exciting... I know Husky Haley in our Black Thunders is the same as me about this. When you find something in the shops that's really exciting, like a new necklace or a new pair of shoes...
Oh, all the time.
Or just something amazing, you really want to share it with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Haley and
I
have lots of conversations like this. And and I found this great website I really want to share with you, purely because I think it's great. Two things, actually, I found this week that I love the idea of. One is that there's this great fake tan. I know you'll be interested in this, Big Russ. Johnson's. You know Johnson's who do the baby oil?
Yeah.
They do a fake tan.
Do they?
And apparently it's really streak-free.
Oh, okay.
Someone told me about this, and it's nice that I'm in this opportunity where I can spread the word on to the rest of you. They sell out in Tesco's within seconds of having it on the shelves. Apparently it's amazing. And the other thing is this place where you can go for a... I know that the company's just set up. I'm a bit overexcited, can you tell?
Just a bit.
It's amazing how excited you get about things that you find. If you want to take your partner away for a romantic break in a posh hotel, it costs you a fortune for one night. And generally they say go for two nights, don't they? If you want to go to a really nice romantic place and maybe have a hot tub or something like that, something that's really special, it'll cost you over £200. I found this website where you can go and stay in... It's in Shropshire or somewhere where you stay in this cottage, you rent the cottage, you can rent it for one night, they've got a hot tub, and it's 50 quid.
50? What's the catch? Come on. 50 quid?
I don't know. I really don't know. I have no interest in this company at all, you know. It's not like I'm trying to endorse something that I have an interest in.
Probably a man blowing bubbles through his straw or
something. I've seen a picture of it. It looks amazing. It's 50 quid a night. I think what we should do is have a little newsletter on q103.co.uk whereby if we find something that we think is great or a bargain or something, we pass our tips on to anyone who's listening or anyone who's looking on our website. What do you think?
Well, you've had to go at me all week for talking about smoothie makers.
So
I think they're great.
You know, you could endorse the wonders of smoothie making. I could stick the website of this place with the hot tub and the cheap, you know, lovely, quaint cottage thing on it.
Yeah.
We could put that fake tan on it. What do you think? We could do an endorsing website.
Okay.
I mean, we do Freebie Thursday on a Thursday, which is bribery, whereby, you know, we get stuff for free. But I'm talking about for no...
discernible
reasons. Selfish reasons, ourselves, just so that we can pass on to you exciting things that we find. We should set up a little part of q103.co.uk.
Okay.
I'm going to do it today.
I'm just intrigued by that 50 quid water thing.
Yeah, so I think it sounds really... I'm going to book my birthday for it. It sounds great.
Q103 Eyewitness Travel. As it happens. With Cambridge Toyota Coldham's Lane. Visit toyota.co.uk/Cambridge.
I'm so excited I'm out of breath. I'm a bit overexcited about this, actually, aren't I?
You're leaning forward as you talk as well, which is really exciting.
It is. I'm really excited about it.
And your voice is getting higher, so stop now. Highs of 22. Sunny start today, but really warm. Travel Jenny, what we got?
Eyewitness caller Harry says that there's slow traffic on Trumpington Road. And call Q103 on 01 223 236 103.
8:15 now. Our mystery noise is now worth £310. If you know what that is, we'll open the phone line soon at Q103 Cambridge.
Q103. Q103, Cambridge. The station that gave you a holiday a day. And the Monkey Minute. Now brings a brand new challenge to the table.
Okay, what is it?
Two sexes compete to answer 10 questions, and the chance to win £1,000. The 10th question. Starts Monday from 9 across the Mix Network on Q103 Cambridge.
Claire stared at the rock wall stretching into the sky above her.
If there was such a creature as a moody, paranoid, self-obsessed spinster, it would be called a Helen. Big Russ and Helen on Q103 Cambridge.
Good morning. 19 minutes past 8. We'll catch up with Little Richard and see if he can be a smoothie criminal. Next at Q103 Cambridge.
Q103 Cambridge.
22 minutes past 8. It's Kylie Minogue next.
Oh, it's going to be a lovely weekend as well. Nice sunny start to today with temperatures getting up to 22 degrees.
More music with Big Russ and Helen. Q103 Cambridge.
Q103 Cambridge, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today now online at q103.co.uk. 25 minutes past 8, it's the morning queue, Big Russ and Helen. This makes me laugh still. Barbara Windsor's had a neck lift that cost £14,000.
What does it involve exactly?
I keep thinking of when you see a tortoise, you know, poke his head out of a shell and he strains his neck. It's like that, surely.
But, I mean, when women get older, when people get older, their necks go a bit wrinkly.
Yeah.
There's no denying that Barbara looks great for her age, but you can't fool the ageing process. And if you've got a face that says you're 60 and a neck that says you're 20, isn't that going to look a bit odd? Because I'm assuming what they do is just smooth out the skin so it's not wrinkly anymore.
They just sort of pull everything up. Does that make your belly less hang less because it just all gets pulled up? Maybe.
Is it like a big jumpsuit that zips up all the way to the top of your head? I mean,
if you've had one done, please get in touch. We'd love to know.
£14,000.
We've just heard from Little Richard who's gone out with his smoothie. He's about to, get loose on the street, so we'll catch up with him in a few minutes' time.
Yeah, is that right? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Big Russ and Helen's Mystery Noise.
Mystery Noise! With Abt Plastics Newmarket. Protecting families with fire escape windows in every bedroom.
We've got to £310 now in our mystery noise.
£310 just for working out what that mystery noise is. Yesterday, with Sophie Bruce, because we play it twice a day, Sophie at 5:20, had a call from Carol from Sawston who guessed it was a hand balloon pump. Oh. Now, we have already had that guess, and if you want to make sure that you don't repeat the guess, then go to q103.co.uk and you can see the list of wrong answers on there. It's also not a stapler, an electric stapler, a stapler remover. It's not a mouse on a computer. That was the guess we had yesterday. And it's not a camera phone taking a picture. But what is this noise? Call us, Cambridge 236 103.
For £310.
Aircheckdownloads.com.